Aircheckdownloads.com.
The greatest hits all day long on Super Gold.
On 774 AM, this is Three Counties Radio.
The weather overnight, turning cold with clear spells and some showers with winds continuing to moderate. The next local news is at 6 AM.
The 6 o'clock news, this is Roger Walker.
Roger Day. Super Gold Network.
And the flashback countdown, hour two. And thank you for joining me. I do appreciate it. There's a lot of choice on the dial. It's good that you've chosen us. Up to the news, it went with, of course, that instrumental classic from Sounds Orchestral, Cast Your Fate to the Winds. And then the search is proving that green issues were relevant back in those 60s days. January 1965, where I'm looking at the top 20 from. You as well. And What Have They Done to the Rain? That was the number 16, same position as it had been last week. And it wasn't one of their bigger hits, never made the top 10, unlike some they'd had back in 1964 and the golden year 1963-64, of course. And here's the man who's had three Christmas records amongst all the other hits he's had, and here's one of them. They've been the fourth best-selling artists of 1965, and they were the group you weren't allowed to listen to. The Beatles were acceptable by all, but the Rolling Stones, not nice people. Wouldn't bring them home for tea. Nowadays, they appear in Tatler and magazines like that. How things change. Mr. Jagger even had a party recently, but there's no booze. Can you believe that? And, of course, they turned into the fourth best-selling artist of 1965. And they're still selling records today, thank goodness. But the record they don't actually do on stage anymore, a bit of a shame. It had been number one in early December 1964, was on the way down for the Rolling Stones' Little Red Rooster. They were at 14 back on the 6th of January 1965, having been the previous week in the top 10 at number 8. Super Gold Network with Roger Day and the top 20 from January 1965, Roy Orbison, in a moment.
If you want to sell your car,
number 13, down for number 6 in the flashback countdown on Super Gold Network with Roger Day. Roy Orbison, his only Christmas hit ever, and that's called Pretty Paper. Which by now should be in the dustbin, by the way. Recycled, of course. Strange they should appear together in the charts of January 1965 here on the Super Gold Network, because there was a link, you know. No, not what the gossip column said, but Adam Faith apparently discovered Sandy Shaw. She was walking on the beach, and that's how she got the name. Apparently down at Margate. Even if it's not true, it's a great rumour, isn't it? Sandy Shaw had a number one back in 1964, of course, with the Bacharach and David song, Always Something There to Remind Me. And that was strange, because Adam Faith's song was written by Bacharach and David. They were very in, those songwriters, back in 1965-64. Indeed, one of the best-selling albums of 1965 was a Burt Bacharach album called The Hitmaker. He certainly was that. Remember Dionne Warwick? She did all those great songs. Indeed, Dionne Warwick had the original version of Message to Martha, although she called it Message to Michael. Adam Faith had had all his big hits and top 10 hits, so he had one more top 10 hit, and then his career was on the decline. Nowadays, of course, writing an excellent financial column in the Mail on Sunday, in case you haven't seen it. So who said pop stars don't have brains? Adam Faith's Message to Martha was at number 12, up from number 14. It would not make the top 10. Sandy Shaw would make the top 10. She was up from 13 to number 11 with Girl Don't Come. And speaking of girls, my wife used to go in her mum's boutique in Kingston in Surrey. That's Major Sunday, isn't it? Bit of local knowledge there. And that is Terry from Twinkle, one of the many ladies that were very successful back in 1965 here on the Super Gold Network, where we're looking back in the old time machine, as we will be doing every week. That's Twinkle, and it was Terry. It was number 10, up from number 12, and it would make the top 5. This is the Super Gold Network. I'm Roger Day. It's great to have you there.
Selling a home just now is far from easy.
Are you organizing a special event or a charity function? Maybe your school is having a reunion, your local church holding a fair, or you'd like your car boot sale to be a real success. Get the information onto the airwaves across three counties on 774 AM. Write to Billboard, Three Counties Radio, Box 774, Gloucester, GL1 2DW. Billboard lets you know what's happening in your community in Gloucestershire, Herefordshire, and Worcestershire. So
he had four top 10 hits, not enough for a man of his talent. It was all that trouser splitting that let him down, really, wasn't it? PJ Proby, at number 9 in the Super Gold Network January 1965 Top 10. And somewhere there's a place for us. With a bachelor's, perhaps. DailyCheckDownloads.com.